Hello, everyone. This is Kay, and welcome to our podcast called Heaven's Harvest. I'm here with my co-host.
I'm Roxy. Today, we'd like to get started talking about kale. Now, I wasn't a big fan of kale at the beginning, but since I suffer from a lot of seasonal allergies, I found out that kale can be an excellent thing to incorporate in my diet every day. Because when you suffer with airborne allergies and with airborne pollens, kale is so rich in quercetin, which is a natural antihistamine. And the best thing about it is it doesn't cost as much as those drugstore antihistamines. So I started to incorporate kale, and I have noticed that my allergies have subsided dramatically.
It's a real sight saver too, Roxy. Your eyes are the windows to your soul, right, as they say. But they're also important for seeing the light.
Yes, it's also because kale is also excellent for battling allergies, cancer, heart disease, and like Kay said, eye problems, especially age-related macular degeneration.
That has been a tremendous problem, and I mean, it's been going on for some time. I see a lot of related research studies and clinical trials that it's so much trial and error involved in pharmaceuticals trying to combat this macular degeneration. But one thing I should say is, unless you're from the Deep South, you probably don't know, but you should know, because kale is king when it comes to providing carotenoids, substances that protect your eyes against cataracts and age-related macular degeneration.
Which is the leading cause of blindness.
Mm-hmm. It takes a toll on that eye, it does. For ARMD, it's abbreviated, it's the leading cause of blindness among older Americans, including, it targets senior citizens.
Yes, so I have loved to incorporate kale in my daily cooking. It's awesome. It really is. Sometimes I use the spinach sometimes I substitute the kale. They're just, it's tasty.
Kale is your eye, your eyes will see the glory with kale. They will.
Exactly. Now, what are the nutritional components of kale? They have no fat. They only have about 17 calories for half a cup. I mean, that's nothing. Sodium, 15 milligrams. No cholesterol. 1 gram of fiber. 1 gram of protein. 44% of your daily required vitamin C.
Wow.
And a whopping 400% of vitamin K, which a lot of people don't get enough.
Vitamin K is one of those vitamins that's kind of put off to the side. You see it at your local health food store, and you kind of pass it up, and you don't really know what you should be using it for. I personally use it in combination with D3. 5,000 international units. You should get this checked out at your with your primary care doctor to see where you're at, because D and K, K2, but I think they refer to, I'm at K7 right now, right?
MK7, yes.
MK7 is what I chose, yes.
Yes, but you should be tested for your vitamin D3 levels with your doctor so that you know exactly where you're at and what the best optimal dosage is for your particular needs.
Exactly.
Now, I'd like to leave you with a recipe for kale.
Go kale.
I like to call it the no-fail kale. So. Okay, so what I would like you to do is use 1 pound of fresh kale, organic preferably, 1 cup of water, 1/4 teaspoon of pink Himalayan salt, fresh ground black pepper to taste, and then you would like to use...
This is optional.
You can use 2 ounces of garbanzo beans or any legume that of your choice. And so you remove and you discard the heavy central stems from each kale leaf. You tear the leaves into bite-sized pieces. You'll have about 16 cups. And you can remove the dirt, or sand, and you can wash the torn leaves several times in lukewarm water until the water's clear. You place the leaves in a large pot or a pasta cooker, if you have one. Add a cup of water. You sprinkle with salt and pepper and your Himalayan salt. Top with your legumes, your beans, or your garbanzos, if you're using them. And you cover and you cook over high heat just until the water boils. Now, you can use your beans, canned beans, or they come in a package already prepared and cooked. You don't have to, you know, boil your beans or do all that. You reduce the heat to medium-high, and then you cook for about 5 or 8 minutes or so, or until the kale is tender and bright and green. And then you serve it with a splash of your favorite vinaigrette or your red wine vinaigrette or whatever, or add a little bit of crushed pepper that has been sautéed in a tablespoon of olive oil.
Oh, I love that.
So this will yield you about 12 servings.
Fancy.
So this is Roxy.
This is Kay.
Where food is your medicine. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys. Until next time. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Heaven's Harvest. My name is Kay, and I'm here with my co-host.
I'm Roxy. Today, we're going to talk about celery.
Stalking the diet claims.
Yes. Celery, I love celery because I like the chunk. I like to chop it up and put those little chunks into my tuna salad because I just love tuna salad. And so in talking about celery is used a lot by people that have high blood pressure, that are dieting for weight control issues, and it's an excellent hydration bolster as well. And they just have negative calories. There's not much calorie in a celery stalk. Now, there's been people that eat a lot of celery. They just drop a lot of pounds.
So yeah, the weight sheds off fast.
So, you know, it's great if you can substitute a celery rib for a couple of Oreos. And you'll save about 100 calories. Now, it doesn't have to be boring to snack on celery. You can always dip it in a little bit, a tablespoon of almond butter or organic peanut butter if you'd like. I mean, there's so many creative ways that you can eat your vegetables and stuff. But celery is got to be one of my favorites. Now, sometimes celery has a reputation for being a sodium scare. You know, they say that people that have kidney disease or are on dialysis, the sodium content in a couple of stalks of celery might be an issue. I don't believe that because most of the people that have been, you know, saying this, they're really people who, you know, they have high blood pressure and they've been advised to eat a low sodium diet, which is like maybe under 2,000 milligrams per day.
And Roxy, you know what? For your mother, she had some issues with that, or her primary care doctor was discussing, a salt-free diet?
Yes, but there's a lot of controversy with that because there is a Dr. Joel Wolak, and he explained to me that there's bad sodium and there's good sodium. Now, the sodium in these vegetables is, you can't compare it with table salt, Morton salt. I mean, there's no comparison. And a good alternative for me in my cooking is pink Himalayan salt. And like I said, I was battling high blood pressure. Well, with this, my blood pressure is normal. And but getting back to celery and people that have sodium restricted diets, always check with your doctor first. Of course, I will always recommend that. But another thing is that Dr. Joel Wolak, he told me that that your kidneys, they need salt.
They require it, yeah.
They require salt. But you have to use the good salt. There are good salts and bad salts. Now, table salt is not good.
Your body actually sees it as some freak.
So I always tend to use the pink Himalayan salt for my cooking, for everything. And I also put a little pinch in my water when I get up, and a little bit of lemon, warm water. And I don't see any
concern. I mean, yeah, even though, Roxy, the pink Himalayan salt, it's a better option because it's ancient and it's healthy. And
it contains over 84 minerals. You know, it's very hard for the body to, for a person to consume all those minerals in one food or in one meal. So you have to supplement with this. And this is an excellent supplementation. But getting back to sodium, it's gotten a bad reputation. But if you have high blood pressure, eat some celery. The researchers have uncovered a naturally occurring chemical in celery. And it's called phthalate. It's supposed to help lower your blood pressure, at least in rats. They did an experiment with that by dilating the blood vessels.
Interesting.
So, just, you know, eat your celery. It's good for you. Now, getting back to the nutrients in a nutshell, celery, for one 8-inch stalk, it only has 6 calories, no fat, no saturated fat, no cholesterol, 35 milligrams of sodium, and only 2 grams of carbohydrates. It has less than a gram of fiber, less than 1 gram of protein, 3% folate, 1% vitamin A, 3% vitamin C, 2% calcium, 1% iron, and 3% potassium. So it's got a lot of good stuff in there, and it's a good hydration vegetable. Now, I'd like to give you a little recipe for my Italian braised celery. So if you're looking for a quick little dish, this is it. You get 4 8-inch stalks of celery cut into 2-inch pieces, 4 Italian plum tomatoes sliced, 2 cloves of garlic pressed or minced, 1/2 cup of water, 1 cup frozen Italian green beans, 1/2 cup of chopped sweet green pepper, 1/2 cup of chopped sweet red peppers, and 1/2 cup of chopped onion, 1/4 teaspoon of anise seeds, 1 dash of ground cayenne pepper, 1 teaspoon of olive oil, 1/4 teaspoon of dried oregano, and 1/2 teaspoon of dried basil. You place the celery in a large skillet, top it with the tomatoes, the garlic, and the water, bring it to a boil, cover, reduce the heat, and simmer it for 10 minutes. Add the beans, the sweet green, and the red peppers, onions, anise seeds, cayenne pepper, your oil, your oregano, and your basil. You simmer it, and you cover it for 10 minutes until the celery is tender. And mamma mia, it is good.
Fabuloso.
So this is Roxy.
This is Kay.
Where food is your medicine. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye for now. Until next time. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Heaven's Harvest. My name is Kay, and I'm here with my co-host.
I'm Roxy. Today, we're going to talk about celery.
Stalking the diet claims.
Yes. Celery, I love celery because I like the chunk. I like to chop it up and put those little chunks into my tuna salad because I just love tuna salad. And so, in talking about celery, celery is used a lot by people that have high blood pressure, that have dieting, for weight control issues, and it's an excellent hydration bolster as well. And they just have negative calories. There's not much calorie in a celery stalk. Now, there's been people that eat a lot of celery. They just drop a lot of pounds.
So yeah, the weight sheds off fast.
So, you know, it's great if you can substitute a celery rib for a couple of Oreos And you'll save about 100 calories. Now, it doesn't have to be boring to snack on celery. You can always dip it in a little bit, a tablespoon of almond butter or organic peanut butter if you'd like. I mean, there's so many creative ways that you can eat your vegetables and stuff. But celery is got to be one of my favorites. Now, sometimes celery has a reputation for being a sodium scare. You know, they say that people that have kidney disease or are on dialysis, the sodium content in a couple of stalks of celery might be an issue. I don't believe that because most of the people that have been, you know, saying this, they're really people who, you know, they have high blood pressure and they've been advised to eat a low sodium diet, which is like maybe under 2,000 milligrams per day.
And Roxy, you know what? For your mother, she had some issues with that, or her primary care doctor was discussing, a salt-free diet?
Yes, but there's a lot of controversy with that because there is a Dr. Joel Wolak, and he explained to me that there's bad sodium and there's good sodium. Now, the sodium in these vegetables is, you can't compare it with table salt, Morton salt. I mean, there's no comparison. And a good alternative for me in my cooking is pink Himalayan salt. And like I said, I was battling high blood pressure. Well, with this, my blood pressure is normal. And but getting back to celery, and people that have sodium restricted diets, always check with your doctor first. Of course, I will always recommend that. But another thing is that Dr. Joel Wolak, he told me that that your kidneys, they need salt.
They require it, yeah.
They require salt. But you have to use the good salt. There are good salts and bad salts. Now, table salt is not good.
Your body actually sees it as some freak.
So I always tend to use the pink Himalayan salt for my cooking, for everything. And I also put a little pinch in my water when I get up and a little bit of lemon, warm water. And I don't see any
concern. I mean, yeah, even though, Roxy, the pink Himalayan salt, it's a better option because it's ancient and it's healthy. And
it contains over 84 minerals. You know, it's very hard for the body for a person to consume all those minerals in one food or in one meal. So you have to supplement with this. And this is an excellent supplementation. But getting back to sodium, it's gotten a bad reputation. But if you have high blood pressure, eat some celery. The researchers have uncovered a naturally occurring chemical in celery, and it's called phthalate. It is supposed to help lower your blood pressure, at least in rats. They did an experiment with that by dilating the blood vessels.
Interesting.
So, just, you know, eat your celery. It's good for you. Now, getting back to the nutrients in a nutshell, celery for one 8-inch stalk, it only has 6 calories, no fat, no saturated fat, no cholesterol, 35 milligrams of sodium, and only 2 grams of carbohydrates. It has less than a gram of fiber, less than 1 gram of protein, 3% folate, 1% vitamin A, 3% vitamin C, 2% calcium, 1% iron, and 3% potassium. So it's got a lot of good stuff in there, and it's a good hydration vegetable. Now, I'd like to give you a little recipe for my Italian braised celery. So if you're looking for a quick little dish, this is it. You get 4 8-inch stalks of celery cut into 2-inch pieces, 4 Italian plum tomatoes sliced, 2 cloves of garlic pressed or minced, half a cup of water, 1 cup frozen Italian green beans, 1/2 cup of chopped sweet green pepper, 1/2 cup of chopped sweet red peppers, and 1/2 cup of chopped onion, 1/4 teaspoon of anise seeds, 1 dash of ground cayenne pepper, 1 teaspoon of olive oil, 1/4 teaspoon of dried oregano, and 1/2 teaspoon of dried basil. You place the celery in a large skillet, top it with the tomatoes, the garlic, and the water, bring it to a boil, cover, reduce the heat, and simmer it for 10 minutes. Add the beans, the sweet green, and the red peppers, onions, anise seeds, cayenne pepper, your oil, your oregano, and your basil. You simmer it and you cover it for 10 minutes until the celery is tender. And mamma mia, it is good.
Fabuloso.
So this is Roxy.
This is Kay.
Where food is your medicine. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye for now. Until next time.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Heaven's Harvest. My name is Kay, and I'm with my co-host here.
Hi, I'm Roxy. Today we want to talk about spearmint. It helps you keep in mint condition, and it's a great cancer crusader. Mint contains limonene, a powerful anti-cancer agent that studies have shown that it blocks the development of breast tumors and also can shrink them. What it does is it hinders the cancer cells from utilizing a protein that they need in order to survive and thrive. So some of the things that mint can help you with, spearmint, is it can help you with if you're battling breast cancer, an upset stomach, digestion. It can bolster your exercise program, your performance. Spearmint contains a substance called menthol that helps prevent spasms in your digestive tract, lessening the cramps. So if you have a upset stomach, just grab some spearmint and make a tea. You can also use it in your put some in your water bottle. A couple of spearmint sprigs, you can put them in your water bottle and just drink throughout the day. It's great.
A comment that I would like to add, Roxy, is that a YouTuber that I came across, she was dealing with frequent migraines, headaches. They're pretty tough. She had issues with the lighting. She had issues to, you know, sensitivity with the noises, you know, in her surroundings. So all of a sudden, her boyfriend says, hey, why don't you take some of the oil, some spearmint oil, and kind of, you know, dab just a bit on your forehead and on your temples. And she said it really did. It came in handy, and it was effective for her. She was really surprised. She questioned him and said, why did you recommend this for me? He says, there's something to do with the menthol in there, one of the, you know, active ingredients that can really you know, put a halt on those bad boy migraines and headaches.
Another thing I'd like to add about spearmint is that it's also an excellent hormone stabilizer. It can lower androgen.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about a story, actually, Roxy. This started, I didn't do any research. I was pretty, you know, gullible with, you know, taking the time out to, I just wanted to go to the doctor and that was it. But I went to see a endocrinologist because I started having acne. Now, I was in about 22, 23 years old. I never had acne in my high school years. So I'm like, why the hell is this happening to me now at this time in my life? And it started developing on the right cheek, from the right cheek to the left, and then it progressed. It got worse. So I went and I skipped the primary care doctor, went to an endocrinologist because I knew that it had to be hormonal. So he said, let me check a few things. One of the things was my androgen levels. My testosterone was fine. The free and total was at a low level, but surprisingly, the DHEA sulfate levels were significantly high. It was so elevated to the point where it was causing my cheeks and a little bit of the jawline to burst with acne. So he recommended, you know, some birth control and some other junk on the market, and I skipped everything. What I did was I started doing a lot of digging. I read some health books, a lot of health books that I came across at the local library, and a forum online that I came across. It grabbed my attention immediately because it started saying decrease androgen and testosterone with a simple drink. And the drink was a 16-ounce bottle of water, preferably BPA-free from the plastic. I did alkaline water. And it also said to use about 3 to 4 spearmint sprigs and let it, like, you know, steep for a good, I'd say 3 to 5 hours. So I did that every day, and I just took sips. Now, I didn't gulp it down all at once because, you know, you didn't have to do that because you'd be, you know, rushing back and forth to the bathroom, and that's not fun, you know, especially if you have an active, you know, on-the-go lifestyle. So
I'd like to now tell you some of the nutrition that Spearmint contains. It has no fat, only 5 calories for 2 tablespoons. No cholesterol, no saturated fat, only 3 milligrams of sodium, 1 carbohydrate, 1 gram of fiber, I'm sorry, and 9% of your vitamin A, which your vitamin A is very important when you're trying to stabilize your hormones. But so I would like you all to just ditch the coffee and have a tea party.
Exactly.
Simply steep a handful of these spearmint sprigs in a cup of boiling water and sweeten with honey or stevia.
Xylitol, if you'd like. You got some options. I think it's called monk fruit, Roxy.
Oh, yes.
Is that in stores? Yeah. You can get that at TJ's or your local health food store.
Yeah, just have a tea party and... this is Roxy.
And this is Kay.
Let food be your medicine. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Until next time.
Hello, all our listeners. Welcome to Heaven's Harvest. My name is Kay, and I'm here with my co-host.
I'm Roxy. Today, we're going to get started talking about avocados. There's plenty of healthy fat in avocados. Avocados are awesome. They help people battle cancer, dry hair, heart disease, high cholesterol, and they're also a weight control bolster. So, and they're, you know, one-fifth of a medium or about a quarter cup of avocado has about 55 calories, mm-hmm. 5 grams of fat, saturated fat, just 1 gram, cholesterol zero, 1 milligram of sodium. And the dietary fat, 3 grams, 1 gram of protein, and 6% of folate. So they're awesome, awesome, awesome. And they're also, they found another new nutrient in avocados.
Oh my gosh.
It's called glutathione. It's a, like when you're young, when you're a teenager, you're in your 20s, the body is abundant in glutathione. But as people age, their glutathione levels drop. And so what they found out about glutathione is that it neutralizes the free radicals.
Excellent.
So, now, there's a lot of other uses for avocados, Kay. You know about the hair.
Oh, yes. I mean, just a quick fix here. Disastrously dull hair. To add shine to dull hair, try this, guys. Mash a very ripe avocado and massage the pulp into your wet hair for about 5 minutes. Leave it in for 10 minutes to an hour, then rinse. It may take several washes to remove it because, you know, it's kind of a sticky little guy. He's pretty durable in that scalp. But you will love the results. You truly will.
Yes. Now, I have a little quick little recipe for avocados. I like to use avocados in everything. I do. I like to slice it up. I slice it up. I throw it in a salad. I like to put it in my stir fry right on top.
I personally like to do organic tortilla chips that are gluten-free and
make... Your guacamole.
My guacamole. And it's not just for Mexican food dishes. I mean, this can go and... It has a variety. It does. A variety.
Yeah, so I'd like to give you a little recipe for my one-minute avocado spread. All you, got a minute? All you need is one medium avocado, seeded and peeled, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh basil. In a medium bowl, you mash the avocado with a fork, you stir in the lemon juice and the basil, and you cover and you chill it for at least 1 hour so that the, you know, the flavors blend.
This is so simple.
And this makes about 6 servings. Now, when you're choosing your avocados, when you're shopping for avocados, make sure that if you want to use the avocado that same day you're planning something, make sure that it's a little bit soft. Okay, soft. So when you touch it, it's soft. Not mushy, but soft. Now, if you're planning to use it, buy it, I mean, you want to buy it for, use it later during the week, then buy them hard. And they will get ripe, you know, within a few days.
Some people make the mistake of buying bulk, and they think, oh, I'll just get it for the week and, you know, load them up in a little bag and have them sit on my dining room table. That doesn't work for this.
I like to buy them, you know, the day that I'm going to use them, you know, yeah. If I'm going to use them right away.
The day you're going to dig in.
Yeah, and they're just awesome. So get into the avocados. You'll love them.
Mm-hmm. And keep those tips in mind, folks.
So this is Roxy.
This is Kay.
Let food be your medicine. Bye, y'all.
Bye. Until next time. Thanks for tuning in.
Hello, all our listeners. This is Heaven's Harvest Podcast. My name is Kay, and I'm here with my co-host.
I'm Roxy. Today, we'd like to get started talking about raisins.
For all you people out there that want to go meatless with your diets, that refuse to have any animal...
Exactly. Or those of you that might be battling with anemia, raisins are a good alternative for people that are eating meatless.
Mm-hmm. They come in handy, believe me.
While most people, they get a lot of this nutrient that are meat eaters. It's about 50% of women under the age of 50 are very deficient in iron. So, you know, we're always trying to look for ways that we can supplement our diet. If we're not eating meat, I'm not a big meat eater, except for seafood. I do like seafood and fish once in a while, mm-hmm. Not all the time. On a special occasion, I like to dine in a seafood restaurant. But most of the time, I'm looking for alternatives to red meat. And I like to use raisins and just toss them in your salads, even the stir fries.
So, Roxy, what's your pick? Your when you go out to eat at a seafood place. I mean, what's your top dish?
Well, we're talking about raisins today, but
we're taking a detour here, but just out of curiosity.
Oh, I love to eat trout.
Okay. Yes.
Yes, baked trout with organic butter, mm-hmm. melted butter, and almonds. Slivered almonds on top.
Another thing, all our listeners too, if you like to, you know, try it out, throwing some raisins into maybe a seafood meal too, you never know how it could complement your dish.
Oh yeah, cranberries too. I like to do that. But today we're going to stick to raisins. Mm-hmm. Raisins are used, they're great for people that are battling with cancer, heart disease. They bolster your energy, your memory, your regularity, if you have, you know, problems with that. They're just an excellent antioxidant. They protect you from free radicals. I mean, why wouldn't you want to incorporate raisins? I mean, they're sweet, they're plump, and they just add a sweetness to your tart salad. If your salad has got a lot of greens, you want to add a little raisin to it, a little sugar into it. And they're awesome for anemia because they contain a lot of iron. So about 6% per serving. I mean, yes.
Just a short little story here for all our listeners, Roxy. I'd like to talk about a time where I was sitting at a restaurant
And Roxy was present, and we were at like a salad bar, and I told her that I feel like I gotta sleep. I feel like I'm just gonna, I just want to throw a comforter over my head and, you know, being in a dark room. She says, it sounds like, you know, you really need a jolt of energy. Why don't you have some raisins? She said out of nowhere. So I took a little, like, a little plate full, small plate, and I started having, you know, just going on and just chomping on them. So about 20 minutes later, I get into the car, and I just feel like a jolt of energy, right, onset. Like, I'm just ready to go. Like, I just feel like everything, you know, uplifted, just like a pick-me-up, because I was told in the past that I, you know, had some issues with anemia, and then I need to focus on, you know, the red blood cells and all that. So it came in handy for me, because I did not want to have the remainder of my day spent all sluggish and just, like, out of it.
Yes. So, like I said, try tossing raisins in your salad. And I'd like to leave you with a recipe of mine. It's for cinnamon raisin French toast.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, you want to get some gluten-free bread if you have celiac disease. Whatever bread is of your choice. I usually use gluten-free bread. But Ezekiel bread is an excellent brand that I recommend. Now, you want to use your cooking oil. Not mazola or anything like that. You want to stick to something like
coconut oil
mm-hmm. or maybe grapeseed oil is another excellent choice.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
So, and then you want to use your egg. Now, if you have allergies to eggs like I do, you might want to use an egg substitute. Then you can use a half a cup of
whole milk,
yogurt. Organic, mm-hmm. half a teaspoon of vanilla extract, and you can use your 8 slices of bread, cinnamon bread, of whatever choice you want, regular bread or gluten-free bread.
It's up to you.
Ezekiel has a good cinnamon bread as well. Half a cup of light maple syrup. Manuka would be an excellent one, too.
Oh, my goodness.
And a quarter cup of
honey. I mean, you could downsize that a little bit, and you don't have to do that much. It's kind of like, you know, play with your taste buds and kind of figure out what's the best measurement for you.
And then you can use a half a cup of your raisins, any type of raisins. You could use the golden raisins. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. The nutritional value and the content in the raisins is the same, the iron. And you use 2 bananas. You slice them. So you preheat your oven to 450 degrees. You coat 2 baking sheets with the cooking spray, coconut, grapeseed oil. In a shallow bowl, you combine the eggs, your egg substitutes, your organic milk, your vanilla extract, until it's well blended. You dip your bread in the egg mixture, or your substitute egg mixture, to coat it well. You arrange on the baking sheets. You bake it for 10 minutes or until the bottoms are golden brown. Meanwhile, in a small saucepan over low heat, you warm the syrup, the honey, the raisins, top the toast with the banana slices and the syrup mixture. And this will give you about 4 servings. And it is yummy.
Very tasty. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, this is Roxy.
This is Kay. And we really appreciate you, all our listeners, for tuning in today's podcast.
Where food is your medicine.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care, all. Until next time.